What is Generation Z?
Gen Z is about expression and being a leader and making a change in the world.
Open-minded. You see, it's more of a generation with blurred race lines, blurred gender, blurred sex lines.
So we're not all one thing. We're like TikTok generation, and we're also like the protest generation. Like, we are like everything at once.
Generation Z was born 1997 or after. Its members are in their teens and early 20s, and they're the most racially and ethnically diverse American generation yet.
They're also on track to be the most educated generation. And to give you a sense of their place in time, most of the people in Gen Z have never known life without a smartphone.
From memes to distance learning during a pandemic to anti-racism protests, Gen Z may actually change everything. I'm Christy Totten here with Abby Hamblin, and this is Hello Gen Z, a new podcast from the San Diego Union-Tribune.
We've done more than a year of research and interviews to get to know America's youngest generation. We've talked to them and really listened, and now we want to share their stories with you.
There's never been a more important time to pass the mic to Generation Z. America is in a period of transformation, and these young people are playing a huge role in our future, even when that future seems pretty uncertain.
It's all the more reason for them to help define it. They're literally changing the face of America. One expert we talked to wrote an entire book about the, quote, diversity explosion this generation is driving and how the country needs to adjust to it, and fast.
So who is Generation Z? We asked them.
Powerful, like straight up, so powerful. I think we're recognizing that we have a lot of power, like especially in politics. So definitely powerful.
Gen Z is revolutionary, excited, prepared, most importantly capable, and just in general fired up and ready.
I don't know, I just say epic. We're epic. We're awesome.
Gen Z is arriving on the scene in the midst of a coronavirus pandemic, which has changed all of our lives. And in light of police killing Black Americans like George Floyd and Breonna Taylor, protests for racial justice are transforming the nation's views and discussions.
My generation is so like well-connected and so strong on this because we're all holding each other accountable, and we're seeing it more than ever, and we're using social media to that power. You know, we're using social media to out people, we're using social media to spread awareness. There's really no excuse because we're seeing it firsthand. We're seeing video evidence. And the only, I mean, at this point, after all the things that I've seen on social media and that everyone else has seen, if you still don't agree with this movement, then clearly you have a problem. And those are people that no one wants to mess with.
Join us as we introduce you to this generation just as it's entering the workforce and coming into power. Just as some of its members are voting for the first time. Just as the coronavirus pandemic has upended everyone's life and reshapes Gen Z and its future.
So say hello to Gen Z, coming soon to your favorite podcast app.